it's kind of fundamental to the whole whistleblower debate. You don't hear about it, but you do hear about informants who are the so-called rats in the world of criminal enterprises, who talk about other people's crimes, but they're also involved themselves, and those people do end up in jail. But they don't call those people whistleblowers. They call them informants. So the question is Mr. Birkenfield a whistleblower, or is he an informant?
Now, the Justice Department has been stung recently by some cases that were overturned, or in the case of Blackwater, the alleged shooters there, that their charges were dropped completely because of prosecutorial misconduct. Do you think that could be the case here again?
Well, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But, I think this is probably what Mr. Birkenfield's attorneys are alleging is probably more like what happened with Senator Stevens, where it's alleged that false information was used. Now, that's a fairly common tactic, and there is a line between vigorous advocacy on behalf of your client, where you portray the facts to lead to a certain conclusion, and actually submitting false and misleading information. And there is an office at the Justice Department, the Office of Professional Responsibility, that looks at that and does a pretty good job of deciding whether the information is false or not. And of course, this information was all raised to the judge. And the judge decided to go ahead and go ahead with the sentencing. So I'm not sure where it will go.
So talk about federal whistleblower protections. There have been calls by some on Capitol Hill for strengthening those whistleblower protections, especially when it comes to maybe contractors and others that don't share the same level of protection. Where do you think all that will go this year?
Well, I am very pleased to have been a part of that. On behalf of the Senior Executives Association, as its general counsel, we've been vigorously calling for whistleblower reform for the last 10 or 12 years or so. Federal employee whistleblowers have not been well protected. There have been some interpretations of the previous law by the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And I think some ways that the cases have been prosecuted at the Merit Systems Protection Board and the Special Counsel's Office that have really led to the feeling that whistleblowers are not protected. And there's some well-known cases. Teresa Chambers, the former Park Police Chief, is one of them that lead to that perception. And so there's significant effort to reform. It's been pending in Congress for about 6 years now. And the idea is to expand what it means to be a whistleblower. When are you a whistleblower? Because right now it's a very narrow, highly technical legal definition. So by expanding the definition, more people would be covered. And the reason the reform has not taken place is there's been a debate among many in Congress over whether whistleblowers should have the right to take their managers to a jury trial. And I think there's been a breakthrough in the Senate. The Senate bill, which I think will hopefully be voted on soon after the Senate comes back into session, will allow for very limited jury trials, but will still allow for them. And the Senior Executives Association has actually gone on board supporting that legislation. We do not believe it will have a chilling or unfair effect on managers.
We're talking with Bill Bransford. He's a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. The problem is, there's a very busy legislative agenda ahead for Congress, and so a lot of these peripheral bills, peripheral compared to the big things they're dealing with, may not make it through this session. So is there any other recourse, any other change on the horizon?
Well, I think it will. It almost made it through before Christmas, but, with the health care debate, it just couldn't quite get on the floor. And there seems to be some sentiment in the Senate for getting the whistleblower bill considered quickly. And then, of course, it has to be reconciled with the House version, but I'm hopeful that that will happen and we'll get a meaningful whistleblower reform this year. And, people who come forward and disclose fraud and wrongdoing should be protected against retaliation. It sometimes becomes difficult, though, to tell the difference between, when is a person a legitimate whistleblower and when are they a problem employee trying to use that law to protect them in a battle with their supervisor. And I think this new law will provide that good balance to answer that question.
And Bill, any change on the contractor front in terms of whistleblower protections for them?
Well, contractors are currently protected, and the Recovery Act legislation last year sets out a pretty significant system for, you know, when you misuse government money, and the Inspector General community is supposed to investigate it. And actually, contractors who are retaliated against by their employers do have a right to take their case to a jury trial. So there has been some reform already on that, but for many, many years, contractors were not protected. Their only mechanism of protection really was to bring a QTAM lawsuit, which I think we've talked about before on Legal Loop, where they bring a case under seal, the Justice Department brings it forward, and you know, if they're successful and they disclose fraud and there's savings to the government, then the employee can save and can join in the verdict and whatever's money's obtained by the government.
Thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today. I think this is really a timely matter. It's interesting that they would, take some action on this as they look forward to reforming the contracting process and going through all these different changes, that they're really looking at the federal government, I think, and trying to beef up protections for federal workers in these areas.
I think we will see meaningful reform this year. Okay. The other thing that I hope to see is President Obama appoint a special counsel who can be aggressive in enforcing the new law.